This is the December 2nd, 2024 public meeting of the Planning Board of the Township of Clinton County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat and Star Ledger. Notice of, and an agenda for this meeting was posted on the Township website, the bulletin boards at the front of the municipal building, and the front door of the Public Safety Building, and sent to the Hunterdon County Democrat and Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to this meeting. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Aversa?
Here.
Ms. Butcher?
Absent.
Mr. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Glazer?
Here.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Here.
Mayor Malay?
You bet.
Minister McCaffrey?
Here.
Chairman Zemed?
Here.
You have a forum.
I'll just put on the record, Mr. Drill is at a disadvantage in the contest.
I know. That's why.
Are you ready for this? No, I'm going to take it like a man.
Can I ask a question?
I could have done something. I could have said something. I froze.
I know.
Yes, Mr. Aversa.
I just fair and square.
I read something that the Democrat is
correct.
Going to be no more.
It is a problem that we will face as a governing body as well, in as much as there will be no longer a daily paper. There is legislation to fix it. I don't know that it'll be passed in time, so we'll probably have to look at the Courier or the, I don't know.
We'll
figure it out.
Ledger, I think, is
going to
be
the Star Ledger is
going to
be on
every third.
And that's going to go online only or
yep.
February 3rd.
What about the Hunterdon Review?
It's a weekly.
Yeah.
So, it's a township where you need to have to deal with the issues with this legislation.
Okay, I'm just curious.
All right, so we have Mr. Drill on the phone. There is, just as we start out here, I will, for the record, there's nobody from the public here. First up, we do have some meeting minutes for approval. We have the May 1st, 2023, and I think that's really the May 15th, 2023, so we'll make that note. And I think, if I remember, these were sent back for some more corrections.
Yes. And, Tamara, I sent you an email with some notes you saw on that?
Yeah, they were updated this afternoon.
Okay.
So, if folks are okay or there are no more comments or concerns on that one, is there a motion to approve?
Well, there was one meeting minute. Oh, here it is. It's November 18th. Which one?
Well, the May 15th one.
Oh, May 15th. Okay, I got a question on that one. On that one, there's issues with the boxes, I think. Unless you corrected them. But there's people who voted yes, but they're ineligible.
I thought that was the text.
I don't know, because I reviewed it, the one that came today, and Sine was, what was it, Sine? It was...
May 1st, 2023,
and one from November 18th, 2024.
Right. So, John, it's really May 15th. So we're talking about that one. It's in the box. I know we sent it back last time because it had Kate Johnson with no boxes checked on some ones, among other things to fix. But Ms. Kleinhans is saying there's something.
Here's the other one. It's at the top of page 3. There's a box. Mr. Malay moved to approve the resolution, et cetera. And if you go down to the line for Kleinhans, she voted yes. And further to the right, she's also not eligible. That's on my copy. I didn't download an update today.
Yeah, that's on the one right.
See?
That's on my screen.
Okay, so that needs to be kept.
So that one, obviously she voted yes, because she's voted yes on some other ones. So, and she was there, so I think it's the not eligible was probably not.
Right, but there's correct. Another box too before that. One of the box before that on page two.
Yes,
sir. Mr. Boulay voted yes, uh-huh. And not eligible on the second box.
I should be not eligible.
From the top. Yeah, that's what I would have thought. So that should be fixed too.
So fix if that one, we should fix that one that he's not eligible. And on the second one, the first one we talked about, Ms. Kleinhans, she was eligible.
So I should have been eligible.
What was
it? Kingdom Crown? That's the vet, right?
No, yes.
Yeah. I feel like I was there for this year and last year because they were here twice, right?
They were. She came back to make those modifications, like to move the HVAC and stuff like that. I was trying to think maybe you weren't here for the second hearing.
I had two hearings this year, right? Because remember, I listened to the audio of one of them.
Well, this is last
year. Yeah.
Oh, right. It was 20. Yeah, this was the first time they came back.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
This is when they came to the major site plan redevelopment, moving the septic and stuff like that. We have to go back and see if you
want to. Oh, Denise didn't have a vote tally on that? What about the resolution itself would tell, right?
Yeah, I can pull the resolution.
Kelly, what's the resolution? I'll pull it up right now on my computer.
PB 2022-04.
2022-04? All right, let's see.
Okay. 2022-04.
The Kingdom Crown resolution?
That's okay. It. Yep.
All right. So let's see who I have. I have Aversa, Butcher, Glazer, Higgins, Malay.
All right, so the not eligible is a carryover from the one before.
Right. So let's strike the not eligible from that one. And now, what was the second? Before we go on,
what was that?
So this one here?
Yeah.
Resolution. How could I have made the motion if I wasn't eligible?
I.
Okay, that's a good point.
The not eligible goes away. That it stays on the minutes. Why are you not?
You don't have the resolution doesn't have to make some motion. It just has to vote.
Yeah, no. Okay, right. The resolution only has right the vote. It doesn't have who made the motion. You're right.
Right. And it looks like McCaffrey doesn't even show up as.
No, McCaffrey could not have made a motion because he wasn't eligible to vote on.
Right.
He was not eligible.
Right.
Correct. The only people that were eligible to vote and who voted
were those
Aversa, Butcher, Glazer, Higgins, and Millay. Samay was absent.
Right. And those are all correct. So the yeses are correct. Then those there were no noes. And then we were the not eligible. We had Brian on there. That's clearly wrong.
No. Hold it. Brian Millay. Yeah, that's wrong.
That's wrong. But now we were looking at the problem is for the motion it has McCaffrey and he wouldn't have made the motion if he wasn't.
So the transcriber only was going by voice. She disidentified the voice. Right? Because we don't say who we are on a tape.
No, I try to sometimes
say. I know, but I realize if on that poor moon, she's like, because I don't have that elsewhere.
There's a roll. I guess on the motion, you're right. Yeah, the roll call is easier.
Right, but the motion would be, unless Kevin said, thank you, Mr.
Well, I tried to do that, but it seems to me that Malay made that motion.
I think you're right.
I think that's what happened.
I think it's an M.
Yeah.
Yep, that's my guess.
I mean, it would have been, otherwise it would have been.
So Malay made the motion voted yes. Clearly. I was not ineligible.
Exactly.
And McCaffrey should be. He's ineligible.
Eligible.
Yeah. So if you want to fix it that way, we'll call the
pretty
motion,
sure it wasn't Sue,
Malay,
because they were the two repeat that.
Yeah,
that's
and I wasn't here because I was ineligible.
That's right.
Okay, how about the next one that Sue, the first one Sue mentioned, which was this one, the next one down, which page three. What was the, this one has.
Is that another resolution or something else?
Yes.
Was.
What resolution?
How about.
But it was. It was 2022-05.
Okay, I have that one up. I can tell you right now that people, there were only four people eligible to vote on this resolution. Higgins, Kleinhans, and Millay, and all four of them voted yes. There were no no's.
So that's correct.
Yeah.
But the problem is, so Kleinhans, we got to strike out the not eligible, because she was eligible and she voted.
Right.
Oh, I didn't pick that.
That's what she voted. Yeah.
That's a carry error.
Yeah. Anything else on that one, Eagle Eye? I think it's 50 cents. Two 25 cent catches.
I don't know, those might have been dollar ones.
Yeah, Kevin, I'm thinking those are dollar ones, especially if you're paying.
I still offer my kids 25 cents to do stuff and they laugh at me. It worked when they were seven.
They're in their 20s.
All right, so if we make those adjustments to the boxes, is there a motion to approve those May 15th minutes?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Higgins and Mr. Millay. Roll call. According to the agenda, it's.
But I think that's for the first.
It's members present are listed at the top of the minutes.
Can you remember that? That's what I would do.
I lost my place.
Yeah, so it's you see it there, Taylor? For a minute, it's of Versa, Butcher, Higgins, Glazer, Kleinhans, McCaffrey, and Millay. So everybody here but me, right?
Nobody recused, right? Because if you recuse from something, you got to recuse from the minutes.
Kevin wasn't there at all.
I wasn't there at all. Oh. So they're not eligible. It should be,
this was real pollen. Good.
I prefer a term other than holler.
Thank you.
Correct.
Yeah, and I recuse from Kingdom Crown, so.
So maybe for good measure, you should probably not.
No.
So Taylor, why don't you do that list? Do you have it? Mr. Aversa, Mr. Mm-hmm. Higgins, Mr. Glazer, yep. McCaffrey, and Millay.
Okay. Mr. Aversa?
Yes.
Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mayor Millay?
Yes. Teamwork.
Note to self. Don't fall behind.
I know. on a positive note, the next minutes are November 18th.
We just want to thank you.
They're so fresh, we ought to remember.
Right here?
I don't think you were.
I was not.
Woo-hoo. So, how about these minutes? Are there any questions or concerns on these?
I have one. On page 2, line 4, it says that we approved the May 15th, 23 regular minutes, which I think what it wants.
We just did.
Yeah, so that
year. I switched.
Oh, they're updated.
We're carried. Maybe the laundry has been updated.
Yeah, she probably did. She got somebody
down there. Yeah, this is the mirror. This is the one.
Yeah, when I'm going to shut the back, I think I fixed my problem. Can you let me in, and then I'll hang up the phone?
You got it.
We'll get ready to end the meeting.
Oh.
He hung up on me.
In the flesh. And now we got to move the microphone over here.
All right. So did you guys, I guess the question... The May 15th, mine that I see in the box link, because we voted on it.
Yes, this version was updated today, Tom.
Okay. So it says we carried.
I don't hear anything.
It says we carried. Yeah, we're carried to the next place. We're
corrections. There we go. Here we go.
There we go.
Oh, okay. All right. So we got that one's covered. Anything else, Ms. Flying Hands?
Yes. On the June 19th, 2023. There is a meeting minute, but no meeting minutes. So that has to be fixed.
What?
Meeting minutes out of the list for June.
Spelling of minutes versus minute.
Yeah, but like where?
The June 19th.
June 19th.
Yeah, June
19th. On the physical minutes.
On June 19th, number 5.
On number 5 on page 2.
So the November 18th meeting, number 5.
Yeah.
It's read all the way across.
Yeah.
It says regular meeting minutes.
Regular meeting minutes.
Should say minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, it says it on this.
Yeah.
It's correct.
Holy cow.
Yeah. All right. I see it. Yeah. Yeah. And, yeah. You see it, Taylor, or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. What else? That's it?
Is Tom Behrens on?
No.
Or not?
He is not.
Hey, because he's looking for a Zoom link. Can someone send him this link?
I'll send it to him. I got it from Joe this morning.
It's on the agenda.
No, it's not. It's not public.
Never mind.
We just
made it.
Just
to.
Yeah. No problem. All right. So any other questions? Or if not, is there a motion to approve those?
I'll make a motion. And a second.
Thank you, Mr. Aversa and Mr. McCaffrey.
That's where I have to enjoy.
Well, do you have the... eligible folks on that?
Yeah, I do. Mr. Aversa?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Chairman Semenik?
Yes. All right. So we are caught up with minutes.
Current.
Current. Have the links on. Have
the link.
I don't think I have it. Do you want to just have him call in? I mean,
do we need him?
I don't know.
Yeah, we need him. You might
be interested in the master plan consistency review. Hold on for 1 second.
I'll call him on the phone.
Call into Kevin Semenik's phone just in case they need you for master plan consistency review.
All right.
You can do the resolution.
Yeah, I know. Let's keep moving. So we got two resolutions. The first one is 2024-05, Kingdom Crown Veterinary. I missed that. I'll do the vouchers later. And we'll roll them.
Who needs to pay bills?
Well, we used to have them later. We used to have them toward the end. But there you go. There's way too much going on here with you there?
Okay. Tom Behrens, yep.
All right. Can you hear us?
Loud and clear, yes. Can you hear me?
Yep. All right. We're doing resolutions here, so there's a little bit of time for you.
I will stand by. Thank you.
Good. So let's continue with resolution 2024-05 Kingdom Crown. Resolution memorializing grant of amended preliminary and final site plan to allow various revisions to the previously approved amended site plan. So this has been circulated, right, John?
Yeah.
What's the last? What's the last?
Someone read the date and
that's what I was trying to look for.
11/17/2024, version 2.
That's. Yep. And that's on the share drive.
Yep.
Any questions or
I have a couple of questions. On page 1, we make reference to approximately 12 acres. Fifth line down, fourth line down, in the first whereas. On the bottom of page 3, A1, we talk about 10.967 acres. So if you want to say approximately 11, because that would be real precise in that other section. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know, the difference might be the property that they own, the ranch house. Okay. The main
Hold on. Hold on.
Yes.
The advantage of being in my office, let me pull that file right now.
Oh, it's
Let's say two lots here, lot five and seven.
I'll look at the highlights for a second.
So the way this reads, that lot five is real tiny.
It's a single family house.
It was just a house. If it's not one, it's a house.
On the tax map, there were two lots, lot five and lot six. So according to Tom Behrens' memo, it doesn't say. Okay, let's look at the site plan.
Yeah, the lot, if it's the 1701, it's 17 and 1701, or those two block three, lot 17 and 1701, it's actually...
Hey, anyone, does someone have a calculator there? Does someone have a calculator?
Everybody's got a phone. Hold on, I got a calculator.
Hey, John, can I just short-circuit this? At the bottom of page 3, it specifically says lot 7 is 10.967 acres. Versus up top, it says 5 and 7 together.
Ah,
I suspect it's okay. That, because when they first came in, they only had the one lot.
Okay. Then it was right. Okay, the resolution is correct as worded then.
Okay. And then on page 3, under the last whereas, the July 11, 2024 is highlighted. I'm assuming it's an open question.
Which one? Highlighted in yellow?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Right, hold on. Take a look at that. Yep. What page did you say?
On page 3 about...
Yeah, how do you like that? That was for someone to check. So what I have... I wanted to make sure I had the latest and greatest.
I think that's right, but go ahead.
I had last revised July 11, 2024.
Yeah, I seem to remember that date because I thought it was not updated, and that update was a small little in a separate box.
Okay, so put it this way. I just knocked out the yellow highlighting on mine. Keep on going. You got anything else?
Anything else, Mike? I'm good. Stu, how about you?
I can't do a say.
Okay.
She'd like to, but she's
not. You got nothing.
John, your work may stand up to the assaults of the planning board.
Anyone else? All right, so is there a motion on to approve resolution 2020-405?
I'll make the motion.
Second. Thank you, Mr. Aversa. Thank you, Mr. McCaffrey. Roll call.
Mr. Aversa?
Yes.
Chairman Semay?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Mr. Caffrey? Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mayor Millay.
Was I eligible for this one?
Your Honor.
Yes.
Yes. All right. The second resolution is 2020-406, Ingerman Associates, the Willows at Spruce Run. Modification of Condition 1 of Resolution 2020-304 to extend the life of the amended preliminary and final site plan approval and C1 and C2 variances. That version was
11/19/24 version
11/19 version 2.
This one I'm ineligible for, I apologize for the...
That's right, correct.
All right, so any comments on this one?
Quick. Get a motion before they change their mind.
So you're eligible. Come on.
don't know if you have any comments. It's amazing.
Well, I'm already taking it. All right, we'll take that. Is there a motion?
I make the motion that we approve this this resolution.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Are you leveling?
Laser, Kleinhans, McCaffrey, and Semay. Those are the four eligible voters.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. McCaffrey. Roll call.
Chairman Semay?
Yes.
Mr. Blazer?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
All right, now.
For the benefit of Tom Behrens, who hasn't been on at the beginning of this call, Tom, been like this all night.
It was like this last meeting, too. So
it's taken 30 minutes for us to get to a very light agenda.
We need a chairman that votes in 50
minutes. Hopefully they have no questions for you.
I'm just happy all these minutes are caught up because they've been just
yes. Mm-hmm. I'd like to make the motion to table the vouchers until February.
Okay, just the lawyers want.
All right, so let's do the vouchers now. We took them out of order, but
that's a very good idea. Do the vouchers right now.
They are out there. I think there was a second updated posting.
Yes. So yeah, there are landscape ones today.
So yeah, there's a part two.
There are a couple here that I like that you're highlighting the, when they're shared. We're not approving the Board of Adjustments. We're approving the Planning Board ones.
Absolutely.
I will note there were a couple of, what do you call them, pre-application meetings, mm-hmm. and those are legit. They were for us.
Yep.
We usually don't hear about it because either it doesn't come or it comes in the future.
And one of them is continuing and one of them is not.
Is not.
So, yeah. The 11th Spencer Lane
is continuing.
Application meeting.
Does anybody have any questions?
And John, for your clarification, I discussed earlier with Taylor, there are none that are in arrears in escrow. There are three that are low and that received notification today, and they were low because of the influx of invoices.
Thank you.
So I'll make a motion on the vouchers.
All right. Is there a, I'll second. Is there a roll call?
Mr. Aversa?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mayor Millay?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Chairman Simmons?
Yes. All right. Now we're up to the Master Plan Consistency Review Ordinance 1205-2024. An ordinance in Huntington County, Township of Flint, Huntington County, revising the Township's Highland Land Use Regulations in response to recent updates to the Highlands Regional Master Plan and Land Use Capability Maps, and amending and supplementing Chapter 165 Land Use Regulations of the Code of the Township of Clinton accordingly. We have on the phone Tom Behrens, the planner. He wrote a memo on this. You want to give us a little overview, Tom?
Yes, sure, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, board members and anyone who may be there from the public. So I'm going to refer to my memo dated November 26, 2024, which gives a summary of the ordinance, a history of the township's inclusion in the Highlands area, and just in general why the township is pursuing this ordinance at this time. So very quickly, the Highlands region was established by the Highlands Act in 2004. The Highlands Council adopted the Highlands RFP in 2008. And Clinton Township opted into both the planning and preservation areas of the Highlands in about 2015. And in that point in time, in 2015, all development applications in the township were bound by the requirements of the Highlands Regional Master Plan. And beginning in that period, any non-exempt application would be reviewed by Highlands staff. Then in 2021, Clinton Township adopted its own Highlands Land Use Ordinance based on a model ordinance prepared by the Highlands Council, which had the impact of, we'll call it eligible Highlands applications now being reviewed by the township and no longer by the Highlands staff. So that's worked well for the last couple of years. And as recently as this past summer, the RMP was amended for a few reasons, and one primarily relating to affordable housing. And on October 17th of this year, the Highlands Council put forth an affordable housing guidance document, which relates to the state's new fourth round affordable housing legislation. And as part of that, the Highlands guidance document, again from October of this year, it basically mandated that all conforming municipalities had to adopt a new model Highlands Land Use Ordinance. So, again, it relates to affordable housing. It relates to how the township will conduct its Highlands build-out analysis to ultimately determine its affordable housing obligation. So the ordinance that the board has before it and that the council introduced, I believe, on November 13th, is very much based on the Highlands new model ordinance. And we've updated it primarily to provide for clarity. So we thought they chopped out too much of the last ordinance, and the reason this ordinance is a much more condensed version of the original is that they tried to take out some of the more descriptive language which could be referenced in the regional master plan. So their effort was to create a more streamlined user-friendly version, and we just supplemented it with some definitions and other terminology that we thought was helpful for the average person that would consult the township's ordinance. And as you've probably seen in my memo, there's just a few notable changes. One, again, is that this is a more streamlined version of the original Highlands Land Use Ordinance. It takes into consideration all the most recent Highlands Regional Master Plan amendments. We are now referencing the Highlands resource maps, which can be found on a mapping tool on the Highlands website instead of having them included in the township's land use ordinance appendix, because they need to be updated from time to time, and the Highlands will do that automatically. So if we're not on top of that, the township would have to amend its maps periodically. It's just cleaner to have a reference for people to go and have the most up-to-date maps, which is, again, is another part of this. We also had a few, we'll call it loose ends since 2021, some cleanup items, and the adoption of this ordinance helps, again, alleviate any non-conforming conditions or clear up any discrepancies or any inconsistencies in the ordinance. It does include a few new and revised key terms based on the Highlands Regional Master Plan. Those are their definitions, but we've included them as we felt necessary. We've eliminated what's called a cluster mandate in agricultural resource areas. We had that previously to facilitate two 100% projects as part of the township's third round affordable housing compliance. That isn't to say that we've done away with cluster development. The township is still maintaining its cluster development requirements in the RC, RR4, and RR4S zones where residential development is permitted. And then finally, we've updated the township's Highlands administrative fees, which were frankly confusing because they were based on all of the Highlands individual resources, which, you know, in the review process, it could change how they apply. So this is just a straightforward fee or escrow, as the case may be. And so as the planning board is tasked with reviewing this ordinance within the context of the master plan, and certainly the board could also offer any recommendations, we took a look at the 2006 land use plan element adopted by the township, and it includes a number of relevant goals and objectives. We also looked at the 2018 housing element fair share plan, which talks about how the Highlands RMP relates to the township's affordable housing obligations. And then finally, a look at the 2020 reexamination report. So it's very clear that early on, since the township opted into the Highlands, that it's one of its main goals was to conform with the Highlands Regional Master Plan in an effort to preserve natural resources and control development so that it can occur in the most reasonable locations and preserve the most environmentally sensitive locations. So in reviewing these various master plan documents and goals and objectives, I was unable to come up with any inconsistencies. And again, this ordinance is really just an update of what already existed without any, you know, major changes in the Highlands requirements. So I would say it, you know, it is very much more streamlined version of the ordinance without really substantial policy changes per se. And for those reasons, I think the master plan provisions are generally consistent with this ordinance. You know, of course, the board is able to identify any inconsistencies that it might deem appropriate. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it over for any questions.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? I think it's pretty straightforward.
You did a great job summarizing it.
Yeah. It's a long summary because there's a lot to it, but it's important. Yeah. So what do we want to do? We want to say it's consistent or it's not inconsistent?
I think we should use the words that Tom used, which is it's consistent.
Fine. Is there a motion to, I guess we should do a motion?
Yeah, do a motion. No resolution, but Taylor will
communicate
to the
right.
City clerk.
Yeah. All right. So, is there a motion to say this is consistent with the master plan? So, thank you,
second.
Mr. McCaffrey, and thank you, Mr. Glazer. Roll call.
Mr. Aversa?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mayor Millay?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Chairman Sine?
Yes.
Tom, have we sent this version to the Highlands for their review because it's Highlands ordinance? But we're going to.
I have not done it personally.
I've got to talk with Kirsten about it, though. Okay.
Yeah, I can do it if so.
Let me clarify with her, because all Highlands really stuff go to the Highlands. If there is a call up provision, this I'll highlight to John Drill maybe 165-272. We'll be sending resolutions to Highlands for call up if there's approved or denied in a 15-day review period. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what that means if someone wants to take permits during the 15 days, but that's up to the applicant, I suppose.
Is that 15 days from when the township adopts it?
No, it's from the 15 days from when we send it to the Highlands. 15 days. They have 15 days by receipt of a resolution for their call.
Right.
Okay.
The applicant, if they
proceeded,
and proceeded their own
risk. Exactly. That's what I would do. They always do. This is a different risk that people might have recognized.
Right. It's making a picture.
Highlands unique. I mean, the risk is not much greater, I don't think.
Right. But it's there.
It's there. Yeah, I mean, the Highlands is complex. I mean, there could be somebody to come back and object, I suppose. I mean,
so should we be voting on this prior to them approving it?
Yeah.
This is not a...
Yeah. Correct. It's consistent, yeah. I mean, hopefully we'll get something back to the council next week. If we don't, we'll adopt in the future changes.
Yeah, we'll
change.
We'll adopt what we'll do it again next year.
But we want to get adopted because it's part of a
whole adopt.
Right. That's the point.
If for some reason they reject it, then you deal with it. You adopt.
Yeah, we'll adopt if they make this change of paragraph. We'll change it. That's fine.
Right.
Yeah.
We voted, didn't we? We had a motion in a second.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Good. All right, and I'll note, Tom, there is nobody from the public. I didn't mention it before, but there is nobody from the public. So anybody listening to this, I'm here as well. So I can't even ask the public for any comments because they're not here. All right. So I think you're both
of you. Just in case there's something that he might hear in these reports from council or this subcommittee.
Sure. I was going to ask a question to see if he had heard something that you've already heard. Sure. Well, why don't we do reports? We're already up to that next one, which is a report from council.
Tom, have you spoken to Larry?
You're speaking to me, Tom Barrons?
He wants to know what we heard.
I don't know that I included you, but the rest of the board should know that Mott McDonald has determined as of last week that they're no longer interested in the type of municipal business that we provide. And at effective December 31st, they will no longer have us as a client. the escrow in particular, I think, for them was a bit of an administrative hassle, and they, their focus has gone toward more of a large-scale national presence. So we are in the process of hunting quickly for a municipal engineer who I hope will also meet with both boards' approval, because I think it's really important to have a cohesive front with an engineer, that an engineer does the township piece as well as the Board of Adjustment. So Tom, I don't know if you've heard from Larry or not, but Larry called me Wednesday, as a matter of fact, on his day off.
Okay, this is news to me, but thank you for letting me know.
I take it that Tom did not know or he would have said something.
Correct. I knew you knew because I sent you a note.
Yeah.
So it's unfortunate. Certainly it was great work.
We don't have too much in progress, right, except for maybe some construction.
The township does.
Yeah, I think that's the bigger question, is how do you manage
regional
the handoff? Typically, they when one stays on to finish the projects they were on, for example.
Larry has expressed the willingness to assist with the transition and to provide whatever is needed to the successor engineer. Regional Road is probably the most pressing for us because we have a deadline to award the contract by May, I believe it is.
Yeah.
He's got the surveying work all done. He will hand that over to somebody to do the bid package. But we still have to get the bid package done. We've got to be able to provide DOT. It's a lift. I will talk to him when I see him coming into the office on Wednesday.
Good.
So if anybody wishes to see Larry, we'll be there.
Okay.
Well. So that's the big news. We also have a meeting tomorrow that will be both virtual and in person, a meeting of the mayor and council to have a public hearing for $1.7 million bond for a playground over at Meridian. Some renderings of playground apparatus and layouts over there. Initially, the rec committee had recommended one playground, and because it wasn't a bid process, it was just essentially collecting proposals, et cetera. Other vendors upped their ante, if you will, and the rec committee, by a very close vote and with some disagreement, I think, recommended another vendor. So we have a recommendation from them, but obviously we have other additional proposals and kind of a tight time frame with all of them. I think what else we got? We have an ordinance that we are going to have a public hearing on the 11th to prohibit overnight parking on Muirfield, Glen Eagles, and Heather Hill. That will hopefully help to ameliorate some of the ongoing issues with some trucks and such.
I know exactly the situation. Would you mention the streets?
Yeah. Obviously, we'll have a public hearing on this as well.
Brian, another question.
Business.
What, how's overnight parking defined?
I believe it was 10 to 6.
6. I'm pretty sure it was 10 to 6.
You can't park there at 11 p.m.? Mm-hmm. Okay. No, it's okay.
I believe it's 10
to 6. I think it's 10
to 6. And Mr. Trill, well, I've got you. At least yes. The St. Luke's developers agreement's all set and ready for the meeting, correct?
Yes.
It is on the tentative agenda, so I'll make sure that it is all tied up in a bow, but it's on the draft agenda we have today in our agenda.
Great. Super.
We'll also be doing proclamations for two of our local emergency first responders, an officer who, along with Chief Hedden from Clinton County, Fire squad ran into the apartment building and rescued a resident from Beaverbrook.
The one who comes to Westchester.
Yeah.
The
bathroom.
And that's it. And I have a note to follow up on the status of the yellow.
Good luck.
We've also extirpated the flies, it seems. Dead flies have been removed.
I see a fly swatter. I don't know what that was about.
You should have seen this place a couple weeks ago. It was littered.
All right. Environmental, I think, is Sandra, so that's no report. Historic, who's
Kate,
that's right. So there's no historic.
I may have a member for the planning board to be determined.
Ordinance subcommittee, I skipped that one, sorry.
Yeah, I would say we're also the affordable housing guy off committee, so we're that's split out of the room.
Yeah.
I would, on a non-ordinance committee note, put a more of a council note for early 2025 request. It's been on the back burner, but we can move it up given some issues with filling the fee ordinance update.
Yeah.
Particularly for planning.
Yes, well.
Because we're getting, as these invoices come in, the escrows get really, really low. And the notifications go out, but it is by a thread.
Yeah, that's why we took advantage of the Highlands one. That's why we updated that one, because we knew we wanted to go there. Yeah, we got to do some more work on that one, because we didn't make much progress the last time at all.
No, so we'll have to huddle up on that. Yeah. I don't think that's an ordinance to make so much as it is maybe you maybe.
Yeah, well, like just saying, what's the key update, and mainly what's the escrow update need to be, because it's been years to go back, and we haven't adjusted in like 20 years.
Right, just look at the.
Right, so the number of hours that you can cover is just too low, that. Because it's the pain to chase them.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. Yeah. Open space?
I mentioned earlier that the deer harvest is way down. And I think it's a combination of two things. I think it's lack of water, and also I think the acorns are the chillers. So they were in places where you wouldn't normally see them or you couldn't get to them. So I think that as of today, I actually just received a harvest, 17 deer. The firearm season opens next Monday. So I'm hoping that there'll be an increase. But usually after the firearm season, there's a drop-off in participation because the weather gets colder and guys don't want to be out there. With Tom Sylvia leaving, I'll take over the administrative aspect of the program. So any harvest will come to me. But we are required to call in every time we go into the woods. So I said to Tom, I can't access your phone. So somebody's got to access it and give me the information so I can update the spreadsheet. Because we're keeping a spreadsheet of all harvested deer, what type of deer harvested, what day, what property. And then when they call in, we also log that in. And that's, I guess, is a twofold purpose. If guys aren't calling in, are they really just taking up a spot?
Right.
And not participating, because if that's the case, I'd rather not have them participate and try to get somebody that's going to spend more time in the woods.
So what one can't create a separate deer phone line, a phone number?
They make Google numbers.
The problem is right now, the card we gave
everybody. Oh, has that over, so that's for next year.
It's correct.
Right. Yeah, it's changed for next year.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish I could put out the deer in my neighborhood on a truck.
I was here. We're going to build a wall.
They're all comfy in the neighborhoods.
I think real close might have a plan on this, Brian. I'm not sure.
We'll have to check. I don't recall. There's a lot of plans in the works.
Okay.
So we have to replace Tom.
Right.
And the function said he's set up.
The deer have lounge chairs in my neighborhood.
That's because you can't shoot them from
this
your
back yard.
They know where the safe
zones are.
Yeah. And I'm going to assume that the property we put the bid on is dead. We never heard the word.
I know there was a bit of a delay apparently getting the offer from what I heard from the grapevine.
Maybe so.
But
that is a delay on their end. They haven't gotten back.
They're not going to get back to us.
Right. They want twice what the appraisals came in at. So I would say, other than that, I don't think there's anything.
And we're working with DEP on the making sure Rossi is proper recorded, I should say, properly recorded, because we've submitted in a number of different ways and successfully enough for the grant to have been awarded. But I guess the lady we spoke to apologized for dropping the ball. Bill and I called her last week, 2 weeks ago. So when we get that finalized, we'll get a couple of
I did, at the last meeting, we had Dakota attend the meeting, and we talked about the Beaver Brook and the number of trees that have come down in that ravine, and specifically in the water. And we talked, and he said that a number of residents have called him on the same topic. If we get a major rainstorm, those trees are going to get pushed up against that bridge on Hermantown Road and probably wash out that bridge. So he said he can't do anything unless, I guess, it's EPA goes in and looks at it because it's in the water. Turns out my neighbor works for EPA, so she agreed she would take a walk with me to see what it is we can do informally to see if there's a way around it, because I just walked down there the other day and there's trees laying all over that river bed.
Good. All right. Anything else?
This is our last meeting.
We've given up next week's to the zoning board.
Use it wisely.
I think you've made some progress over there. I saw some of the
slow progress.
The applications.
We're making progress. It's going slow. But I tell people, there's a beginning, there's a middle, and there's an end. We're somewhere in the middle, but we're heading towards the end.
And when we're done, don't hang up. I got a story for you.
To the beginning.
Okay.
So we're going to be over to 6.
I don't know what.
Hold on, I wrote this down.
Okay.
When is our reorg? Is it the 7th or the 6th?
Well, it's funny. I was going to say, I'm going to look.
Hopefully you pick the same date. Wouldn't that be all right?
I've got ours on the 7th, which means the planning board can't do it on the 6th. But don't we have to do our reorg first?
I thought that was the case.
Normally, if you're appointing new members, but maybe not.
If the planning board has quorum of remaining members, they can reorg before you guys reorg.
Yeah.
With the new members that...
I wouldn't be a member at that point, which is fine. But and whoever's term ends won't be.
But there's enough that we could. That's probably worth it. It's one of those quirks of the calendar.
Yeah. It makes sense to do it. Otherwise, waiting is.
So the meeting on the 16th is canceled.
Yes.
For December, yeah.
Yeah, this the 16th.
Canceled for the planning board.
And you expire.
So actually, the expiring.
You have a list.
Yes, the expired people are Ms. Kleinhans and Mr. Higgins. Would you both like to be reappointed? Please say yes.
Yes. And Mr. Versa. Mr. Versa, Mike Versa also.
Mr. Versa is good through 12/31/25.
So, yeah, the online list needs to be updated.
Well, the online list is probably not
all the data. Isn't it just 2-year appointment?
It is.
Oh, it's 24/25.
Okay, so we have 4 people that would be... At the
can reorg.
Who is eligible for the reorg?
Oh,
McCaffrey, Higgins, Kleinhans, and
right.
Well, I'm up again. Well, for
you're not. You're good. You're not. No, Kevin, you're on. You're still on.
Yeah,
we
so
got four.
You don't count me though.
You can't. We can't count Higgins.
Not count you.
Right. We should have Tom be. Sandra's annual. Tommy, Kevin.
Is it Sandra a regular manager?
She is two.
She's the class.
She's the class.
Two.
Oh, so that's annual?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, so the way I have it is me, Kevin. Because I have a vacancy. Well, the vacancy expires into this year anyway, because it's Sandra.
No.
I'm glad I didn't move you.
Do we have four or not?
Yeah. We have 3 and an alternate, so it's 4.
Okay.
There we go.
Taylor, let's just watch that beforehand to make sure we can pull it off.
Yeah.
We make sure it makes sense.
What's that? To be all 4.
Yeah, that's right. That's to make sure that we get it.
Well, wait on there. Mr. Blaze, right?
Then it would be...
Are you going to be up?
Bill's correct.
So what?
Are you going to be up?
Playing board.
Oh, from what else?
Oh, the mayor has to be.
Everybody can't be 2004. That's not possible.
They're not all.
I think that's the plan.
Yeah, no, that's
the plan. One.
I know.
That's not right. Everybody.
Yeah, where did you get this?
This is my list.
Figure it out another time. All right, we're going to go. Taylor, if Lindsay has a list, you want to get a copy of that list so you have a copy version. Can you ask her?
Yeah.
That's it.
And Brian, I'm not hanging up. I'm waiting for you.
Yeah.
All right, so are we anything else? If not, I'll make a motion to adjourn. Thank you, Mr. Reversa. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. McCaffrey. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone want to stay? Okay, we're done.
Okay. And that's on the 6th, right?
That was the 6th.